This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 17th of January 2021. Today's News West is the History of Amateur Radio edition, and we take a look at January 1946, when amateur radio begins to resume after World War II. There's news from the Peel Amateur Radio Group advising of some interesting activities they have coming up. F-Troop is celebrating a milestone, and there's news from RASA with the latest QTC Lite newsletter, and a bit of a roundup from previous stories about bullying involving a court case between amateurs. When did it ever come to this? All of this and more on News West, your Western Australian amateur radio news service, servicing the VK6 call area and beyond. News West is available on air, online, and on demand, and a quick visit to vk6.net will show you how.
In this week's History of Amateur Radio edition, we're looking back to January of 1946. The war had been over for a few months by then. For the duration of the war, amateur radio was actually paused, and in the new year, amateurs were being allowed to get back on air and resume their hobby. Many of them would have served in the armed forces or in essential industries supporting the war effort. It must have been an exciting time for amateurs resuming their old life or making a new one. Something they were making was babies. The new year saw the beginning of the post-war baby boom, which continued for some 20 years. We hope you enjoy the history stories that we do present to you today. If any of our stories today jog a memory of your own experience, or maybe that of a parent or relative, by all means, please send us your story. Meanwhile, we hope you enjoy our history collection today.
Here's some good news from the Peel Amateur Radio Group. They've just announced that their swap meet is going to go ahead, and it's going to go ahead on Saturday the 6th of March this year. And the doors will open at 8 a.m, that's 0800 hours, for PARG members and for sellers, and the doors will open for buyers at 8:30 and run through to 12:30. It's at the Mandurah Bowling Club, 89 Allnut Street, Mandurah. Different venue. It's at the Mandurah Bowling Club, 89 Allnut Street, Mandurah. We'll have plenty of time to remind you over the next few weeks. So everyone's invited to be a stall holder, and everybody else is invited to come and be participants and buyers. So mark the date in your diary, your calendar, or your portable palm device, or whatever. They mean the back of your hand. So you don't miss the chance to grab a bargain and catch up with other people, because that's an important part of hamfests. And that type of activity is the social element. And if you'd like to book a table, please contact the secretary with numbers and contact details, or just come along looking for a bargain. Additionally, if you know of any other sellers who may be interested, please pass the details on to them. And the information is also on the Peel Amateur Radio Group's website. And if you want to book a table, send an email to the secretary, Peel Amateur Radio Group, and that's parg.secretary@iinet.net.au. Did you get that? parg.secretary@iinet.net.au. Well done, Parg, and I hope it's the first of many things that will run this year that we had to cancel last year.
This item is in the Cairns Post, Queensland, Thursday, the 10th of January, 1946, and has the heading, Radio Amateurs on the Air Again. Amateur radio operators in Australia are again on the air. Regulations authorising the resumption of transmission was gazetted late in November, and the first batch of licences issued by the department since 1939 were posted a few days ago. The first few Australian amateur stations to be heard since the outbreak of the war have appeared on the air over the Christmas holidays, but operations have been limited to several states by restrictions on the use of electricity. Before the war, thousands of owners of shortwave broadcast receivers got their greatest interest by eavesdropping on the amateur band, where conversations in unscrambled telephony could be heard between all parts of the world. Commercial radio telephone stations ordinarily are unintelligible on broadcast receivers because the speech is scrambled for secrecy. used by the services, it'll be some months before ordinary radio listeners are able to resume the old hobby of listening to amateur signals, because the wavelengths at present allocated for amateur are used outside the tuning range of most dual-wave broadcast receivers. Most of the pre-war amateur wavelength bands are still being used by the fighting services, and amateur transmission will not be permitted on them until they are released by the services sometime next year. Recently, American servicemen in the southwest region from Japan down to the Marianas have converted army equipment and began amateur operations on the 20-meter band. These transmissions are not officially authorized and are being gradually stopped.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the BK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from BK6 ARN.
Have you heard about FT500? No, it's not the latest retro Yaesu transceiver. It's a celebration of 500 episodes of F-Troop, the net for new and returning hams. The idea is to get anyone who's interested and as many F-Troop regulars or newbies to meet up as part of the celebration. So, for those in VK6 and those who will be flying in for the event and breaking quarantine, next Saturday, the 23rd of January, we'll be up at the park at Wireless Hill. If you haven't been there before, Wireless Hill is on Telefunken and Drive off McCallum Crescent in Applecross. Obviously, F-Troop starts at 8 a.m. Western, midnight UTC, but we'll be setting up from 7 a.m. and hanging around for a little while after the net, meeting up, having a light breakfast, getting on air and making some noise. For those who know they're definitely coming, it would be good to get RSVPs by this Wednesday to help me cater for breakfast. Otherwise, if you want to play it by ear, you're welcome to just turn up on the morning and join us. You can RSVP to me by email, vk6paw@gmail.com. This is Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, 7-3.
If you've been paying attention over the last 7 years, you'd have noticed that News West follows a set of themes week after week. The themes we follow are History of Amateur Radio, Club Focus, New Amateurs and Contesting. Every now and again, the calendar does play a trick on us by inserting an extra Sunday. And in order to keep things lined up, because we are very funny like that, we drop our usual themes and run an Anything Goes edition of News West. So here's your big chance. If you've been hiding your light under a bushel because you can't keep track of our weekly themes, in next weekend's News West, your story will fit right in because we have a total lack of theme. The usual applies. Your story will need to be about or related to amateur radio and about WA or of interest to West Australian amateurs. So that leaves you with a clean slate and a broad brush with which you can mix your metaphors and tell your yarn on News West. A story recorded in your own voice would be great for us, but if recording is out of the question, send your script to us and we'll record it for you. And what's more, we won't even pretend that we wrote it. So send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB from Fists Down Under. Fists Down Under is the VK and ZL chapter of the International Morse Code Preservation Society. We have about 150 members across VK and ZL and promote all things related to Morse code. This year we have a new website and a number of new initiatives to support amateurs interested in Morse code. Head over to our website and have a look around. It's fdu.org.au. Again, fdu.org.au. We have information to assist with learning the code, improving your code, and a number of club activities. This Sunday, the 17th of January, we have our quarterly Bug Off event, encouraging operators to dig out their straight keys and bugs for a 4-hour activity session. Head to the website and click on the Events tab for more information. We have another event planned for the 26th of January. This activity is focused on the 10 and 15 metre bands. Again, the details are on the events page of our website. Last year, we sponsored two associations to deploy new reverse beacon network nodes. The Northern Corridor Radio Group, VK6 ANC, had their RBN up and running in August 2020, and the Radio Amateur Society of Australia implemented their node about 100 kilometres east of Melbourne later in 2020. You can read more about these initiatives on our website. Just follow the Reverse Beacon Network link. Everyone is welcome to join FIST Down Under. Head to our website for further information. fdu.org.au. 7-3, this is Chris, VK3, Quebec, Bravo.
From the Wheat Belt Tribune and Quarter Record, Wildcatcham, Friday, the 18th of January, 1946. The article has the heading, Army Surplus. The Commonwealth Disposals Commission expects to have on its list at an early date large quantities of surplus wireless sets of all types used in the vast signal system with the services built up during the war. These sets are not suitable for civilian use. It is likely that a considerable number of them will be sold to the technical college and other educational establishments for instructional purposes. Sets combine both transmitting and receiving apparatus and should be of particular use to radio amateur experimenters who are now back on the air. When broken down, they will provide many parts which are now unobtainable.
There's a special activation coming up marking the 100th anniversary of the Royal Australian Air Force, and it's on from the 1st of March to the 29th of May this year. The activation is using call signs VK100AF and VI100AF, and Stuart VK8NSB is the coordinator. No doubt you've already heard of this one via the WIA news. However, this is just a reminder that the organisers are looking for VK6 operators. Anyone's welcome to put their hands up. However, they would especially like to see present or past RAAF members involved. See qrz.com for more information. Chris VK3AML arrived back home during the week from Deal Island in the Bass Strait, having succeeded in making the first two-way speech communication on a light beam from Tasmania to Victoria and setting a Victorian distance record for speech on light communication, 134.7 kilometres, in a QSO with Chris VK3CJK, who was on the mainland. You can expect to hear more about this successful expedition, but meanwhile, congratulations to Chris and his team on their success. The latest edition of QTC Light from RASA was published a couple of days ago. QTC Light is a monthly newsletter. The lead article concerns the ACMA's decision to take away the significance of the number in our call signs, meaning that anyone anywhere can obtain and hold a call sign that was originally designated for a particular state or territory. If you're happy with that, you don't need to do anything. However, if you'd rather keep the numeric component of call signs relevant, you need to tell someone about it. So who can you tell? You can tell the Wireless Institute of Australia or the Radio Amateur Society of Australia your point of view. Or why not tell both? You can also feedback your opinion directly to the ACMA. RASA has made its position quite clear and has written to the Wireless Institute in order to establish a common approach to the ACMA on this and other matters. The Wireless Institute has yet to respond to correspondence from RASA. Of note also in QTC Light is the appeal, again, for amateurs to be civil with one another. And I quote from the newsletter, "We've also reached out to the Wireless Institute seeking their cooperation on two separate occasions, but have yet to receive a response. Thankfully, the bullies are very much in the minority, but they are loud and they only drag down our hobby and how it is perceived by newcomers, not to mention the harm they cause to their victims. Recently, an amateur sued another amateur for defamation. The resultant court settlement involved a written apology to retract the offensive publication and a significant financial payment as compensation. This is an ideal opportunity to remind everyone that bullying, vilification, and defamation have no place in our hobby and can have serious outcomes for the offender. So please stop and think before you hit the enter key. whether it's a social media post, an email, or an on-air statement. If you have a problem, pick up the phone and discuss it with the person involved. End of quote. So that's QTC Lite. If you haven't seen it, jump on over to the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, and you'll find it there. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago I said we'd finished talking about bullying and inappropriate behaviour, but here it is out in the open. Somebody was sued for defamation, and scuttlebutt has it that the settlement would buy a radio that most of us can't afford. And here's something for free. Sources say that the bullies aren't just nobodies trying to make a name for themselves. They include those who consider themselves leading lights in amateur radio in Australia. But I heard from a little bird that they're starting to pull their heads in. I wonder why. RASA wrote to the Wireless Institute seeking a united front on the issue of bullying and poor behaviour of amateurs, and the Wireless Institute have remained silent and unresponsive on the issue. Do they have a policy? Do they believe in it? Do they apply it? If you're a member, how about asking the Wireless Institute what they're doing?
Hello everyone, I'm Glenn, VK4DU, the president of RASA. Last week I spoke about the problem with ACMA breaking the connection between call sign state territory numeral and station location by allowing amateurs to move to a different state or territory without changing their call sign to match the new location. We wrote to the WIA asking them to determine their position on this issue and publish it. Well, we have not received a reply. As I said last week, this is an issue above politics, so let's take the politics right out of it. Call signs are a fundamental issue affecting every one of us. ACMA need to hear from individual amateurs on this issue, not RASA and not the WIA. To all of you listening to this broadcast, please email ACMA and put your views on the call sign number issue. Tell your colleagues to do the same. The ACMA email is info@acma.gov.au. I say again, info, India, November, Foxtrot, Oscar, @acma.gov.au. You can copy RASA and the WIA if you like, but the main thing is put your views to the regulator. To those of you who have already written to the ACMA, many thanks. Cheers for now.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, VK6 ARN.
From the Daily Telegraph Sydney newspaper, on Saturday the 26th of January 1946, comes the article entitled, Voice May Soon Be Echoed from the Moon. New York, Friday. Five US scientists have made radar contact with the moon and are now trying to say hello to the moon and to get the moon to echo the word back. They plan to do this by converting the word hello to a radar impulse and reconverting it when it is echoed back from the moon. This will necessitate a vast increase in the power of the transmitter to strengthen the echo and make reconversion possible. The scientists, who are members of the US Army Signals Corps, first made contact with the moon on January 10 from Evans Signal Laboratory, Belmar, in New Jersey. Lieutenant Colonel J.H. Dewitt, 39 years of age, a former broadcast engineer and amateur radio operator, supervised the test. Dewitt said yesterday, "Work on reaching the moon by radar started last August, and preparation for the test was completed on January 10. On that day, the moon rose at 11:48 p.m., and by 11:58 p.m., a flick of light on the oscilloscope denoted our success. Sensitive receiver. The real trick in contacting the moon was not in the transmission, but in the construction of a receiver with sufficient sensitivity to pick up a feeble echo. When the echo returned in 2.4 seconds, we knew we had succeeded because there was nothing else there but the moon. The test was carried out on a 180-cycle note, which is somewhat higher in pitch than the hum heard on a home radio when the station is off the air. Scientists suggested yesterday that if regular radio transmission between the United States and Australia were interrupted, the moon echo would be available as a channel by which messages could be sent with a delay of 2.5 seconds.
From the editorial AR Magazine, January 1946. For some months, we have been anticipating the reissue of experimental licenses. That day's arrived, for by this time, all hams who have completed their application for license should have received advice that their license will be issued on receipt of the required fee. In fact, many licenses have already been issued. In this respect, we wish to draw your attention to the Federal Secretary's comments in FHQ Notes in the October 1945 issue. Quote, "The fellows who have their 1939 rigs in going order, requiring only the insertion of tubes, coils, etc., may be for the most part okay. But imagine what's going to happen if a thousands or so hurriedly built transmitters are suddenly to open up. Remember, too, that such rigs would likely be feeding even worse contraptions in the way of sky wires. Just consider for a moment the chirpy signals, overmodulated phone, off-frequency operation, harmonics and BSL, QRM likely to result, whether you are a new ham or an old-timer. If you have to build a new rig to get on the air, for the love of amateur radio, be sure of what you are doing. We will be starting off with a glorious war record. Let us preserve its memory in good operating and gentlemanly conduct. The days of hit and miss methods have gone. The introduction of precision measuring equipment and components, and at a reasonable price too, gives the ham no excuse for poor quality transmissions, either on telegraphy or telephony. Gone too are the days when one could act more or less as they wished. Good conduct while on the air, and off it too, should be the aim of the ham fraternity."
The Peel Amateur Radio Group has been busy lately, and I was forwarded this news by Mark, VK6QI. The group's regular Tech Talk meeting is coming up this Tuesday, the 19th, and it starts at 1900 hours Western Australian time, and that's 7 p.m. if you haven't got your head around 24-hour clock yet. The first Zoom presentation is by Paul, VK5PAS. Paul's the Australian coordinator of the Worldwide Flora and Fauna, WWFF, and the coordinator for VKFF. Paul's also the previous world chair of the WWFF Coordinating Committee. Paul's going to discuss in detail how the WWFF and VKFF activity works, the rules, logging, and give some hints and tips about operating parks in a portable fashion. Following Paul, Sue Southcott, VK5AYL, is the developer of the outstanding Parks and Peaks iPhone app, and Sue will answer questions specifically about the app. Zoom meeting details will be the same as previous, but they'll be emailed to club members closer to the night. So if you're not a club member, you've got a couple of days to join up. Look at their website for details. Now, after Paul and Sue, the club's own Tony, VK6DQ, will give a talk about learning and operating CW. Tony has a lot of experience in teaching CW. And that brings us to the PARGS 80-metre slow CW contest, which will be held on the early evening on Saturday, February the 20th. The trial contest is going to be very much like the birthday bash, lots of fun, and because the aim is to provide slow CW, and the exchanges will be very simple, even folks who have never used CW will have an absolute hoot. Well, we could look forward to that. The rules will be published very shortly, once they've finished writing them. That's funny. The rules are still being drafted as we speak. Anyway, thanks very much to Mark, VK6QI, he's also VK2KI, for the update from PARG, and we look forward to hearing more from PARG.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
For those of you who like to trot out the AX prefix for your call signs, just a gentle reminder here that on Tuesday the 26th of January, so that's Tuesday week, it's Australia Day, and we're allowed to use the AX prefix on our call signs. Some people like to collect the AX prefix on their QSL cards, etc., so it's a good chance to get some people responding to your calls, and a bit of DX is happening. So get out there and get on air and make noise with your AX prefix. But before anything else can happen, we've got to have Roy's helpline. Here's Roy.
Good morning. Greetings, listeners. This is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor. Yes, it's me again with this week's helpline for the 17th of January 2021. What do I have for you today is a big question. First off, I have a follow-up from a previous one, John VK6 Alpha Uniform, had a small satellite dish which went to a good home, but there was no box because that was missing in action, or AWOL at the time. If you were the proud owner of that satellite antenna and did not get a manual with it, John now has the manual as it surfaced amongst all his goodies. Please contact him if you want that manual for that satellite dish. His telephone number, 9291-7908, 9291-7908. Email to Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India Figure 2 at westnet.com.au. Again, that's Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India Figure 2 at westnet.com.au. Next group of items comes from Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. He has a home-built roller inductor antenna tuning unit, not built by the vendor, but any price, a reasonable price, will procure that. It looks like a good unit. Looks like it's got a motor driven as well. So if you'd like that roller inductor, the roller inductor is worth a few bob on its own. So if you would like to call Ron on that one, please do. He also has an ICOM IC290 Hotel 2-meter all mode transceiver in excellent condition. You may try it, and asking $300 or nearest offer for that one. Contact Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, on telephone 0477662817. 0477662817. Email is to Ron and Marie Figure 2. I spell at bigpond.com, that is. And I spell Romeo Oscar November Alpha November Delta Mike Alpha Romeo India Echo Figure 2 at bigpond.com. And that's about all the new items over this week. But I do have a linear amplifier by ACOM. That's Alpha Charlie Oscar Mike. It's a 600 Sierra, ACOM 600 Sierra solid-state linear amplifier. Covers 1.8 through 54 megahertz. And we'll give you 600 watts output, or 600 watts input at least, anyway, from a 30-watt drive. And asking $5,900, which is $1,000 under new price. If you like that, please contact Kevin. He's dealing with a deceased estate from Kevin VK6 Kilo Romeo. He also has two HF linear amplifiers by Kenwood, model Tango Lima 922 Alpha, and recently updated, and one in the process, asking $2,000 each or $3,750 for the pair. Kevin will be contacted on his mobile, on his home phone, in fact, 0895814338. 0895814338, mobile 0407446854, 0407446854, email to Kilo Echo Victor, Bravo India Charlie Kilo Figure 1 at bigpond.com, Kev Bic 1 at bigpond.com. That's all for me for this week. 7-3, thank you for having a good time and enjoying the brand new year. VK6 X-Ray Victor now offering clear 7-3.
Again, I began the week thinking that I'd struggle to make a 10-minute program. However, as it always seems to happen, news happens. And guess what? There's more that actually goes on in amateur radio world than we report on. And you know why we can't report on all of it? Sometimes it's because we're not told about it. But it's mainly because we lack the resources to research and write it up for recording as news items. There's great stuff happening in amateur radio right here in our home state, which we're unable to report on because we lack the resources. There is, however, a solution, and that's where you come in. We need people who can write up a story. It would be a super bonus if you could write and record your story. However, we've got people available to record stuff, so recording is a secondary skill, but valuable nonetheless. News items are ideally around 300 words long, give or take. So how about having a go? I can help you out if you're a bit hesitant to have a go. You can send your news items either as text for recording or as a recording, as email attachments, to newswest@vk6.net. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the team this week, Mike, Roy and Jeff. thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors. And speaking of callbacks, if you can't access an on-air callback session, jump over to vk6.net and register your callback there. Remember, next week is an anything goes theme, so if there's an idea floating around in your head, give us a shout and we can help you develop it into an item for News West. The email address for anything News West is newswest@vk6.net. So see you next week. Stick around for callbacks, then before you switch off, get on air and make some noise.